Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. How is everybody feeling? So, as you guys know, we have been going through, such trying times in life and in society today. But nonetheless, I am just so happy to be back at it again with another podcast episode. I really, really think you guys are going to like this one. We are going to be talking about forgiveness versus moving on, and basically why you should close the door whether you get closure or not. Because in life, there will be many times where you do not get closure in your life. And please, please take this from me. I am someone that, and still kind of am, to be quite honest with you, I love answers. I want answers. I love answers. And it's difficult when you are in a situation and you feel like the least you deserve is, some sort of closure so that things feel cathartic for you. But we don't always get that now, do we? So in relationships, both platonic and especially romantic, even in familial dynamics, as much as we all desire for a situation, like I said, to be cathartic for us, it's devastating when we don't get that. Oprah, one of my favorite people, said, "Forgiveness is giving up the hope that the past could be any different." And this by far is my favorite definition of forgiveness, because a lot of the times, we all have our own agendas. We all forgive for different reasons. Some of us forgive because we are told to. Some of us forgive because we feel like we have to. Some of us really want to forgive, but we really actually are not capable of forgiving that individual at that time. So I think it's important to open up a discussion about this and really have a clear understanding of what forgiveness versus moving on is. So closure essentially is the psychological version of, closing something, aka moving on. But we can't do that when we just got out of a devastating situation, and it's very painful when things happen to you and you feel like, like I said, at the minimum, the respect of an explanation of why things happened the way that they did. So is there an actual difference between forgiveness and moving on? I'm sure you guys are wondering that. I mean, I think it appears to be, a common error in, society, where people tend to equate these two ideas of forgiving a person for, an unjust action and letting it go and moving on beyond, beyond the situation. But they're not the same, because when a person moves on, then that person is going beyond that situation. And when a person forgives, then that person's actually focusing on the other or the others who have been unfair. So when you are forgiving someone, you are forgiving them for the offense completely. When you are moving on, you're just getting over the situation regardless of whether you got closure about it or not. So as I was researching this topic, there was an article that I read in Psychology Today, and it said, "To forgive is to offer a moral virtue of mercy to someone who treated the forgiver poorly. However, on the contrary, rather than moving away from the situation, the forgiver moves toward the injurer through kindness, respect, generosity, or even love in the hope that the other changes. A forgiver does not necessarily reconcile if the offender doesn't change and remains hurtful, but one goal of forgiving is to offer that person a chance to make those changes." So the point is to just extend that forgiveness to allow the individual to make those changes. Now, the interesting thing is, when it comes to moving on, you can move on and still be indifferent towards another person. So the difference between forgiving and moving on is once a person forgives someone by offering, you know, goodness or kindness, you know, to people that don't deserve it, because not everyone we forgive deserves to be forgiven, but, you know, gotta let it go. It basically enables the forgiver in being able to move on without resentment. Why? Because when you are forgiving someone, you're giving them that opportunity to, you know, make the changes, but at the same time, it's important to have the understanding that even in so, you are going to forgive them and not harp on, you know, resenting the individual for what was done to you, because you are truly going to forgive them and you're going to extend to them kindness in spite of. So as people forgive, they now remember in new ways. What do I mean by that? Well, when you think about when something is done wrong to you, you're not going to, you know, burn with like this anger. It's more easily reduced. Because when you think about the situation, you might feel some sadness, but you're going to feel sadness rather than rage, maybe even disappointment, but disappointment rather than hatred. So in other words, I believe that forgiveness actually helps a person move on. Because on the other hand, if all a person is doing is just moving on, this doesn't necessarily aid in forgiveness. When you genuinely do forgive someone out of the genuine kindness of your heart, you are not going to harbor so much resentment. How many times have we forgiven guys that we shouldn't have for way worse behavior? And a lot of the times, you know, because I always say hurt people, they tend to, you know, be so fixated. They are so fixated on, you know, what everyone else is doing to them, that the person that's doing the absolute worst thing to them, they are choosing to keep around. And you're easily forgiving this guy who cheats on you or maybe treats you horribly and you forgive him. But if a friend does something to you, you are, you know, ready to cut them off like no other. And a lot of the times people that are victims and have very warped, you know, mentalities tend to do things like this where they're emotions are inappropriate. And I say that in the sense where their reactions to what they choose to forgive or react to don't make sense. The punishment doesn't fit the crime for whatever the situation is. You have to really make a choice. And even let's get deeper here and talk about relationships. People always ask, would you stay with a guy that has cheated on you? I personally, if an individual is my boyfriend and has cheated on me, I can't see myself getting past that. But I can also empathize and understand that for people, even let's say Khloe Kardashian, to talk pop culture for a hot minute, people were getting on her about, you know, staying with Tristan. And I don't really know what she's doing, to be quite honest with you, but I think I did hear that she's trying to have another baby by Tristan. I mean, as a woman, I can understand thinking that way. It's like, oh, I already have a child with this guy. You know, I'm going to have a child with someone. I might as well have a child with the same, you know, father. It's just a natural sort of instinct. And of course, I understand not everyone does it, but I can understand where she's coming from. It's not easy, especially the more, you know, ties you have. Children are a lifetime tie to an individual, okay? So if you are in a situation where you're not married, you have not combined your families together legally, and you do not have the same last name as an individual, let's be clear, and you do not have children, I don't think it's worth it to stay. You have an opportunity to actually start your life over and move on. And it's going to be hard. It absolutely is, but it's going to be worth it. Because think about the, you know, the situation where, you know, a woman is being treated unfairly, and not saying that she has to stay either, but I'm saying that with presented all of those facts of children being involved and marriage even, and all of these things, you are going to have a much harder time leaving. than you will with someone that has none of these things with someone. So just think about a time in your life where you have wanted closure for something and you had to forgive an individual and they never even apologized. I remember when I was 21 and I was dating this guy, and I actually did like him a lot at the time, or at least so I thought. And he was older than me. He was 27. And I thought that was so old at that time. But not obviously like an old man, but I just thought that was so mature. Oh my gosh, he's 27. And I mean, it was definitely a wild situation. And ultimately, he ended up, I don't even remember how we broke up. I don't remember if he broke up with me or if he made it seem like it was mutual, like we mutually broke up. I honestly, this is so long ago. And all I remember was he moved on rather fast. And I pretended to be okay with it. And I wanted to just easily forgive him. And I thought, okay, maybe I can be this person's friend. And obviously saying this out loud sounds absolutely embarrassing and ridiculous. But listen, we've all been in this position. So let's not, you know, act like we haven't. I think in general, that's what makes me so understanding, is that I always understand all sides of the story. Even if I haven't necessarily been through it, even if I wouldn't even do it, I still love hearing different perspectives and I respect everyone's difference in opinion. Back to my story. He moved on rather quickly. He, you know, moved on in 3 days. He was posting the girl on his Instagram. He actually asked me for permission to post her as his Women Crush Wednesday. And all I was thinking at the time was just be cool. Just be cool about it. Because if I'm cool about it, then I still get to maintain being friends with him, even though I really liked him. And I cannot seem so hurt by the situation. And obviously, you can't really be friends with an ex, because especially 3 days after you broke up and he's clearly moved on to someone else, because you're not able to come from a neutral perspective. Make the decision to figure out what you're going to do. And if you're a girl that's in a position where you feel like you are willing to forgive someone for being unfaithful to you, then you actually have to genuinely forgive them. You cannot harp on it and, you know, be triggered by every single thing that this guy's doing, because in all actuality, it's not fair to anybody. It's not fair to yourself to engage in what I believe is self-sabotage, because I'm not going to be putting up with that. I'm always having to worry about what you're doing. I can't trust you. I don't know where you're going. I mean, that's not a relationship to me. You can easily get that in a situationship, but in a relationship, no. I wouldn't put up with that. And I wouldn't advise for anyone to put up with that. If you have a circumstance where you don't have to put up with that, meaning no kids, no marriage, all of these things, then leave. And even if you have kids and a marriage and all these things and you feel like that's the best thing to do, then leave. But by no means should you forgive anyone under any circumstance, and you're just constantly waiting to shove it in their face. That's not actually forgiving. And this is why I say that forgiving helps you move on. Because if you just try to move on and you're masking it, and you are trying to go about life like this didn't happen and it didn't really exist, you're just gonna move on, you still are going to harp on the resentment for that individual. Think about it. Because forgiveness requires more work, I believe, before you get to actually moving on. I think you need to forgive first in order to move on. I don't necessarily think you can achieve one without the other. I don't want to genuinely harp on any situation that isn't serving me. And I understand it is so difficult, especially, I mean, seriously, boredom is the worst thing that you can find yourself in, especially in this quarantine situation for so long. I'm sure all of us have had exes pop up. Maybe some of us have messaged some of our exes because we are bored. And you know, when your mind is idle, you're going to start doing a lot of crazy things. And then next thing you know, you're sucked back into the hole, telling yourself maybe it could be different this time. And it's not. Because if it ended for a reason, you know? And listen, everything in life is going to take time. I'm not saying just because I am giving this advice that you should feel bad if you, you know, ended up talking to your ex again, whatever the case is. Just keep on working at it. It will get better. You know, I what I kind of like to say is you will fail in better ways. You will fail in smarter ways. You know, at least you should, the wiser that you become. You will be tested with the same things to see if you've really overcome them. You will be distracted with the same things with different faces and different names just to see if you've grown in general. So let's, you know, even bring it down to fitness. Let's say before you would binge on, you know, Snickers and like, you know, things that are really, really bad for your health. Instead, you may binge on a healthier alternative now. So you're, let's just say, for lack of a better word, you are failing, right, by your definition on your diet, but you're not going and eating, you know, two pints of ice cream anymore. Instead, maybe the ice cream that you chose is, you know, fat-free or just a different alternative. Or you just put it like this, you are indulging in a different way. So as we progress and as we get wiser, it doesn't necessarily mean that we eventually stop making mistakes in general. I just don't think that's possible. But I do believe that we just fail in better ways. And I don't want to say fail, actually, because that's quite a strong word. But we react in different ways as we mature to the same situations. At least we should. So I really just want you guys to ponder on this. I need to forgive in order to move on. And it's not always going to be when you think it is. You know, a lot of the times people like to mask things, like how I was masking my emotions with my boyfriend when I was 21. I thought if I just, you know, be cool about the situation, I, you know, won't seem as hurt by it. And I still wanted him in my life at that time. So I was masking how I truly felt so that I could cope with whatever was going on. And you know, the older that you become, it's like you just don't care about certain things anymore. You genuinely don't. It's like, I don't care to pretend to be okay with this, you know, certain thing because I'm grown now. I don't need to continue to mask my emotions. I hope you guys are understanding what I'm saying. As you were, you know, growing up in your adolescent stage, your pubescent stage and things like that, you are more impressionable. So you are going to want to do things to fit in and et cetera, et cetera. But the older that you become, you don't really care. So understand that people are going to like you or they're not. and you have to learn to genuinely be okay with it. There are going to be people that are mean for no reason. And as cliche as it is to say, it really does tell you a lot more about an individual that is mean for no reason and always looking for drama and looking for a fight, you know that there's a lot of internal turmoil going on in that individual's life. Happy people don't move a certain way. If you think about a time when you were in an amazing mood, you don't walk around criticizing people, nitpicking at every single thing they're doing because you're happy. When you're happy, you're in a great mood. You want to spread that joy, spread that feeling. Your energy is magnetic, more pleasurable to be around. Forgiveness is just such a huge topic in general. There are so many different ways to go about it because this is all a part of, you know, the healing journey and even just being refined in general. This is a part of the soul work. You have to forgive in order to move on. Understand the difference between the two. You can move on from something and not even necessarily really genuinely be over it. Some people are better at masking things than others, so they will tell themselves that they've moved on and you know, just avoid it and be distant from it as opposed to just dealing with it right then and there. Because Oprah Winfrey also says this that I absolutely agree with. It's, what is it, the law? I don't remember. Is it Newton's law? Where every single action has an equal to or opposite reaction. Think about that in life. So always try your best to come from a good place. If you are not ready to forgive someone immediately, then you don't have to. We are all on our own timelines. Okay, now I'm not saying harp on that thing for, 3 years. But again, I don't know what was done to you. And the way that we all process trauma is different. Think about what's going on. A global pandemic, everyone had a different reaction to it. Even think about the transition from summer into fall, where some people are not wearing jackets and it's October. And then some people are wearing jackets with fur on it. I mean, the Uggs are coming out the day of fall immediately. So everyone reacts differently to the same situations or similar situations. Just be mindful of that. All we can do is be the best that we can be. And that's what we need to focus on. We need to focus on cultivating that inner peace for ourselves so that no matter how people treat us, I'm not saying it shouldn't upset you, but we don't harp on it. Like Will Smith says, I mean, in a different context, but essentially you guys are picking up what I'm laying down. Fail forward. You may not have liked your reaction in this situation. You may wish that you have said more. You may have wished that you said less. It's always best to say less, by the way. Sometimes. Just focus on doing the next right thing. This is applicable to every single facet of life. Focus on doing the next right thing. Forgive yourself for a lot of things. I made a video about this too on my channel. Forgive yourself for a lot of different things because some of us are so tough and critical and unforgiving because we don't forgive ourselves for certain things. If you can't forgive yourself for certain things, there's no way you can conceptualize forgiving another individual for something. It's not possible, you know, and learn to be okay with never getting that apology sometimes. And it sucks and it feels unfair. Trust me. And you want answers and you don't know why this happened to you and you don't understand why you had to go through this and it doesn't make sense and you didn't need that lesson. Oh, but you did. You did. You did need that lesson. And when you start to live your life thinking that everything does happen for a reason, you start to have more intention. As opposed to, things happen. Then you're not in the driver's seat anymore. If things just happen, then how can you get in the driver's seat and start taking charge of your life, taking accountability of your life? So, angels, I really hope that you have all enjoyed this discussion, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about forgiveness and moving on. Do you think that it's easy to forgive people? Do you think there's a timeline in how, soon you should forgive someone? I really am curious to hear you guys' thoughts. So I love you angels so much, and I'll see you guys in my next one.